It took 5 more minutes. Then he saw something. He did not dare chip the hull any bigger, the contact of the circuit quivering like a silver tendril. If he could reach it. He breathed out, was still for a few seconds, and with the needle pliers cut the contact in two before he breathed again. He gasped as the freeze burned part of his hand when he pulled it back out of the circuits. The bomb was dead. Fuse out, gain off. Kiss me. Hardy was already rolling up the winch, and Kip was trying to clip on the halter. He could hardly do it with the burn and the cold, all his muscles cold. He heard the pulley jerk and just held tight onto the leather straps still half attached around him. He began to feel his brown legs being pulled from the grip of the mud, removed like an ancient corpse out of a bog. His small feet rising out of the water, he emerged, lifted out of the pit into the sunlight, head and then torso. He hung there, a slow swivel under the teepee of poles that held the pulley. Hardy was now embracing him and unbuckling him simultaneously, letting him free. Suddenly he saw there was a large crowd watching from about 20 yards away. Too close, far too close for safety. They watched him silently, the Indian, hanging onto Hardy's shoulder, scarcely able to walk back to the jeep with all the equipment, tools and canisters and blankets and recording instruments still wheeling around, listening to the nothingness down in the shaft. I can't walk. Only to the jeep. A few yards more, sir. I'll pick up the rest. They kept pausing, then walking on slowly. They had to go past the staring faces who were watching the slight brown man, shoeless, in the wet tunic, watching the drawn face that didn't recognize or acknowledge anything, any of them. All of them silent, just stepping back to give him and Hardy room. At the jeep he started shaking. His eyes couldn't stand the glare off the windshield. Hardy had to lift him, in stages, into the passenger seat. When Hardy left, Kip slowly pulled off his wet trousers and wrapped himself in the blanket, and then he sat there, too cold and tired even to unscrew the thermos of hot tea on the seat beside him. He thought, I wasn't even frightened down there. I was just angry with my mistake, or the possibility that there was a joker, an animal reacting just to protect myself. Only Hardy, he realized, keeps me human now.